What is happening, people of the interwebs? It's Todd Frazier, and we are back with another episode of Jesus and Coffee. I feel like it's been a little while, but this is my favorite time of year. It's Christmas. It is the time of year that we get together, we celebrate with family, we give gifts, we get trees, and we do all these really, really fun things. And I just love the time of year. I love the lights. I love the presents. I've loved it since I was a kid. And this is something that has been starting to be passed on to our kids and our excitement about Christmas with them. And they love Christmas. And I haven't met too many people that don't love Christmas, especially kids that don't love Christmas. And last night we were at I was at the dress rehearsal for our Christmas Eve rehearsals at church. And it's something that I think for me at Christmas time, there's lots that I get excited about, but many times I get inundated with all of the lights and the packages and the presents and the commercialization of Christmas. And the reality is we need to remember that there is a reason for Christmas. And the reason is to celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus that came and eventually died on the cross for you and for me so that we could be forgiven of our sins and live forever and eternity in heaven. But the thing that's hard is there are so many things around Christmas season that are really exciting and they're really good. Like giving gifts is really good. Sharing time with family is really, really great. And that's something that's important to be able to keep our families and our friends together and keep relationships solid and all that kind of stuff. But we need to remember something that transcends all of that good stuff, all of those great things. And that is that it's about the birth of the baby Jesus. And when I was at the rehearsal for Christmas Eve, we were talking through the songs and there's lights and I'm working with the cameras and the projection screens and making sure everything technically is working well. And we're talking about the live stream and all the great, fun, exciting stuff that happens. And then we got ready to start the run through. We went to the very first song, and the first song, everything was black in the auditorium. And then there's this fog that rolls out from behind. And some of you may be like, oh, it's a production of Christmas. Well, we're celebrating Christmas at church and it should be great. But you know, everybody has a preference that they do or don't like, which I think we're going to get into this next year about preferences in Christianity. Anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. So the first song, it was dark. This fog rolls in onto the stage and the single light comes down onto a manger in the middle of the stage. Nobody else is on stage, but they're singing. And it was such a beautiful reminder to me that the focus of the Christmas season is the birth of baby Jesus. And that's something that we, a lot of times, me included, we just get sidetracked by all this fun stuff in and around it. And we forget to stop and remember the reason for the season. And maybe that's not something that's hard for you, but it is hard for me. And something that's helped me ever since I was a kid to remember the focus, to remember that it's about the baby in the manger, is every morning on Christmas, when we would get up, my brother and I would head out to the Christmas tree and we'd sit down before we could open presents. The first thing we did every year without fail was we read the Christmas story from Luke, Luke 2, starting in verse 8, and we read that through verse 14. And that was something that for me was super impactful, because on this morning that we've been anticipating for months, because we've been marking the catalogs and we've been talking about the things that we want to get and, you know, all the things surrounding that Christmas morning experience, that it was a great reminder to stop and reflect and say, this is why we share these gifts. This is why we're celebrating this time of year. It's not because of the things that are under the tree that you're going to get really excited about in about 2 minutes. It's about the birth of the baby Jesus. And that is the whole focus. And that stuck with me. And when we got married, even when we didn't have kids, me and my wife and I would sit down and we would read the Christmas story. We'd read through Luke. And now that we have kids, that's what we do every year before we open presents. And what I wanted to do in this episode for Jesus and Coffee was to share that with you. So a few years back, and some of you may have heard this and even seen this video that I'm about to share with you. It's our kids when they were, gosh, it was 5 years ago now. So they were much, actually maybe even longer than that. They were much younger and they had memorized for school Luke 2, 8 through 14. And each of them had memorized it. And so I got this idea of, well, let's do something fun. Let's make a little video. So what we did was we set up in the cul-de-sac of my in-law's house and we had them out in the street and they each recited from memory Luke 2, 8 through 14. And we put together this video of them saying it. And it's something that my wife and I and my parents and my in-laws and everybody look at every year, that we really love seeing this and seeing our kids recite the reason for the season. They recite the Christmas story in a way that is fun and it's super cute and it's so memorable to us, but it's also impactful to say, this is the reason for the season. On Christmas morning when we wake up, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to read the Christmas story. We're going to go to Luke chapter 2 and we're going to read the Christmas story. We're going to read this before we enjoy the other things around it to make sure that we focus that Jesus is the reason. And if that's something that's hard for you and you struggle with making sure that that is the focus of Christmas, let this be a reminder to you that Luke 2, 8 through 14, this section of verses that relates to the birth of our Savior, is what Christmas is really all about. So I'm going to play this video. You're going to hear my kids, when they were much younger, recite this verse, or these verses rather, that we went through every year when I was a kid and we continue to go through right now with my kids. And hopefully that passes on to their kids. And it's a tradition that we use as a family to focus on the reason for the season. You guys, Jesus is the reason that we celebrate Christmas. Yes, all this other stuff is fun, and I participate in all of it. It's really great, but we need to take time and moments to focus on what is the purpose. So with that, I would like you to experience Luke 2, 8 through 14 with the Frazier Kids. Merry Christmas.
Luke 2, 8 through 14. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them,
and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. But they were so afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy,
which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there is with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Luke 2, 8 through 14.
Thank you.